This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Straight ahead, tech headlines you need to know, but first, what you may need to know about your computer. Apparently, the spike in value of all kinds of digital currencies, namely Bitcoin, have given cyber criminals a new way to earn money that's less disruptive than ransomware. Here's what's been happening. New forms of malicious software have sprung up on desktop computers. Hackers are sneaking in code that generates digital currencies on cloud computing servers and even websites. Is your computer at risk? And more importantly, what can you do to be safe? Let's get the latest. Joining us now, patching in from San Francisco, is The Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Hey, Bob.
Hey, my pleasure, Tanya.
If I were to begin to try to explain this, you need a bunch of computers or network of computers to actually process Bitcoin transactions. So hackers need to steal computers. They need that computer power. How are they sneaking in exactly?
You know, with Bitcoin nowadays, it really comes down to electricity, because you have to pay for electricity and you get to convert that electricity using a computer into digital cash. So if you find a way to use somebody else's electricity to make the Bitcoin, then you can actually make some money. And we sort of did a back of the napkin calculation. We figure, you know, your average PC nowadays can make about $3.50 worth of Bitcoin in one day. So some of these hackers have what are called botnets, just sort of vast networks of hacked computers that they either get themselves or often they can lease them. So if you start looking at thousands of computers making, you know, a few dollars a day, it suddenly starts to add up to some real money. And that's kind of what's been going on. A year ago, you know, you could make maybe one-tenth of this much, like more like, I don't know, 30 cents a day with your hacked computer. And it just wasn't as lucrative as it is nowadays with the value of Bitcoin just going through the roof.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because it is rather significant. You know, hackers couldn't help but notice the insane spike in cryptocurrency values. Can you talk about how much more valuable Bitcoin has gotten in this past year alone?
Well, yeah. A year ago, if you had bought a Bitcoin, which is, you know, this digital currency, it would have cost you maybe $600. I think in August it was around $600. Even, you know, 2 years ago it was dropping down around $300. Now they're trading, I haven't checked today, but it's around $6,000 for a Bitcoin. So there's been this like phenomenal speculative spike. And I should note that the spike in digital currencies hasn't just affected Bitcoin. There are other currencies as well that have had, like Ethereum and Monero are two that have just, you know, had these crazy run-ups of valuation over the past year. So the hackers are definitely mining other currencies as well on people's computers. It's not just Bitcoin. We found some examples of Monero being mined too.
And where's this currency mining been springing up? Like specific cloud servers or websites?
Well, yeah, the thing that's really novel, I mean, there have been, hackers have put cryptocurrency miners on people's computers in the past. They sort of stopped doing it when Bitcoin wasn't as lucrative, and then they've kind of started doing that again. So that's the kind of thing that happens on a desktop. But in the last year, there have been ways of mining these currencies using web browsers and using cloud computers that are sort of more novel. And so that's two areas where we've seen it. We've seen one example was PolitiFact, which had uses Amazon's cloud, and they had, you know, improperly secured one part of their cloud computing infrastructure, and some hacker went in there and just changed a little file. And after they did that, anytime somebody visited for about a day, anytime somebody visited PolitiFact, the fact-checking website, their browser would like in the background start mining this digital currency without anybody noticing. I did it on my computer here for a while, and you know, it uses cycles from your CPU, and your fan might start going if you do it, but it's really not that noticeable. So that's one way that it's been happening. Another way is we have some examples of hackers just finding, you know, these cloud computing resources and just putting mining software right on them that doesn't need a browser or anything like that. They just install a miner there, and it starts paying them for using somebody else's computer, even though it's a cloud computer instead of a desktop one.
Yeah, I mean, only more reason to be concerned about that weird storage space that no one really sees.
Like, we've been talking so much over the last year about ransomware, which is just this horrible, horrible thing that happens. You download a file, and it takes over your computer, and then you can't use it. You can't get your files anymore unless you pay a ransom. It's just this awful, awful thing. So in a way, this Bitcoin mining is much more benign, you know. it's terrible that they're stealing resources from you. But if you don't really notice it, I mean, it's not as bad as other things that can happen. So it's kind of like a weird phenomenon. Yeah. I got some emails after I wrote the story. People were asking, like, how can I tell if this is happening to my computer? And unless you're super computer savvy, it's pretty hard to tell if it's going on.
Right. So that begs the question, what do we do? What are companies doing, at least? Anything specific to safeguard? Is there standard protocol in play? How do we stay on top of this or ahead of this?
Well, I think that all of the security companies, the antivirus makers and Microsoft companies like that, are well aware of this behavior. And so if they spot an unauthorized crypto miner on your computer, they will, you know, they'll prevent it from being installed is the main thing that happens. So if there's somebody trying to install software that's not supposed to be on your computer, they're, you know, the AV companies and Microsoft will generally create rules that prevent that from happening. The stuff in your browser and the stuff on the cloud, boy, I don't know what you do about that, right? Like if you go to a website that is running what they call JavaScript, this little, you know, piece of software that can do the mining, that's actually, there are reasons you might want to legitimately do that. Some people think that this might be a new way of paying for, say, newspapers. You know, you go read a newspaper instead of getting a subscription. You allow it to, you know, mine some digital currency in the background while you're reading the article. So the mining software in itself, lots of people use it for legitimate reasons. So it's kind of, you can't really just block that. So it's kind of tricky that way. I'm not sure what they're going to be able to do about it.
All right. Well, here's hoping they figure something out. Bob McMillan, thanks as always for the latest.
Take care, Tanya. Bye.
Here are some tech headlines you need to know. So if you love your car, Toyota thinks your car should love you back. That's the reasoning behind the company's artificial intelligence project, dubbed Yui, anyway. Yui is an onboard virtual assistant that gauges your mood. It will indulge in personal chit-chat and even offer to drive if it senses you're a little sleepy or distracted. Notably mum, until now, Toyota has kept relatively quiet about autonomous vehicles. According to a report in the Journal, Google's dominance in Washington is facing a reckoning. The search giant is being battered from all sides amid a populist turn against Silicon Valley and reaction to Russian meddling. Alphabet continues to make the rounds in D.C. It has spent $13.6 million on lobbying this year as of October. And according to the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, over the past 5 years, only Boeing has spent more on lobbying in Washington than Google. The Nintendo Switch seems to be doing well. Nintendo raised its sales forecast for the game machine and said momentum would pick up further next year, affirming views that the handheld hybrid console has turned into a highly profitable success. Nintendo said this week it is expected to sell 16.7 million units of the Switch and also expects to sell 55.5 million copies of games for the platform. For more on these and other stories, head to WSJ.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.